Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we're here joined by our three guests once again from the Green County Action Resource Center, or the ARC, with Assistant Director Shirley Hoppert, along with Site Manager Diane Blackmer, and Chair of the Green County Board for the ARC, Pastor Julie Polson. And Pastor Julie, again, during this time of year, I'm sure you appreciate any kind of donations, as well as monetary donations and food donations. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, people making those kinds of contributions to the food pantry.
Right. We welcome all sorts of donations. Yes, we definitely welcome and thank everybody who writes checks or gives a cash donation. But we also will accept canned goods or cereal boxes or crackers. And we do take meat, especially meat in its original packaging or from a locker. So like if you slaughter a hog and you want to share, just make sure that we get the meat that's frozen and from a locker. And we do participate in the HUSH program, so we accept deer donations, and we're very grateful for those. And just a few weeks ago or months ago, we had a Mighty Meat Sunday where we invited the community to either bring money for meat or to bring frozen meat. And that was a huge success. And we're so grateful. And we do remind people, try to keep those meat donations to like a pound of hamburger or a small package, because many of our clients are single persons or just one or two in the household.
All right. Now, Shirley, let's talk about the future kind of phases, because, you know, you go and you acquire a building. That's great and all. But sure, with it being a plumbing and heating facility, you got to do a little bit of kind of renovation to the interior to make it fit your needs. So can you talk to us about the other steps of the process along the way once you acquire the building?
Like you said, it's probably at least a two, maybe a three-phase project. The building really is in very good shape, needs to be cleaned. We need painting done. And we'd like to get some new flooring in it, because two of the areas are all concrete, kind of a warehouse concrete. And so those are the areas where the food will be stored. So obviously if something is dropped, a jar of spaghetti sauce, we don't have stains in the concrete, but we'd be able to clean it up if there's an epoxy type finish. So need to do some work there. Another big part of it is we need some concrete that's going to have to be put in on the east side of that property. So we have additional parking for all of our clients and maybe even future expansion way down the road.
Diane, if you wouldn't mind kind of wrapping up our program here, from when you kind of took over as the site manager and everything, have you seen even the food pantry grow in its need for families that you serve since you started there as site manager to where you're at now? And then just give us a little insight into how you personally feel about the move overall.
Yes, we have seen an increase. We keep track of numbers every month. In fact, we're partners with the Food Bank of Iowa. We send in a monthly report of number of households and number of individuals that we've served. It is going up. We're seeing a greater need. At the same time, we're seeing more volunteers who are willing to come in and help us. It gets pretty crowded. I think you've been there on some of the days when we've had a lot of clients there. They tend to want to come at the very beginning, and so there's a little chaos for a while. I'm very excited about having the bigger building so that we can arrange it differently. We're going to be more user-friendly, more chance, as Julie said, for interaction. In terms of the kinds of things we can provide, Shirley has mentioned the furniture. We have clothing now. It's jammed in very tightly and not much room for exploring there. But we will be asking people again to donate, especially children's clothing and large adult clothing, like 2X to 5X sizes. So if anyone is thinking ahead and wanting a place to donate, we'd be very glad to accept. We also always need children's clothing. People know children outgrow their clothes almost as fast as you buy them. And so there's an ongoing need there.
Finally, if you wouldn't mind telling us how on the immediate need right now for food donations, monetary donations, whether it be to get food items or for your building project, even if people are inquiring about wanting to be a volunteer, can you go over all that information as well as when the food pantry is open?
In terms of donations, if you want to make a monetary donation, either for the building or for food, and designate on your check how you would like it to go, we're trying to be very careful about meeting the desires of people who are donating. It can be mailed to Carol Zwicky, who is our treasurer. Either mail it to her at the Food Pantry Building, which is 112 East Harrison, or put it through the mail slot in the door. It is secure. The building is always locked. You can save a stamp if you choose to do that.
And then tell us again when the food pantry is open and how people can go about being a volunteer.
We are open every Wednesday morning. Usually volunteers start coming in between 8 and 8:30. We open for the clients at 9:30 and we're open till 11:30. We also have the option, especially if the pastors are aware of a need, someone in the community that really can't wait until Wednesday morning, they could come in, they leave a note for us so that we know who has been served. We do serve people once every 4 weeks, unless there is an emergency. In terms of volunteering, if anyone would like to help on Wednesdays, that would be great. Contact me, leave a note. My phone number is in the phone book. Also, until we have the new building up and running, we do need people to come in sometime during the week to fill the bags that we give to families.
Stock shelves.
And stock shelves, yes. That can be arranged for any time during the day or evening. We'll have someone there to explain what needs to be done and find things. If you find something missing on the shelf, we can find it for you. And this could be a family that wants to come in and help, or a civic group, or a church group. All volunteers are welcome. When we get into the process of renovating the new building, we're going to need a lot of help to get it ready, as Shirley described. And then we're going to have a grand moving day sometime. We'll need lots of people, lots of pickups to move all the things over and set up in the new building.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here for the second of our two-part series with Site Manager of Green County Action Resource Center, or ARC, with Diane Blackmer, Assistant Director Shirley Hoppert, and the Board Chair of the ARC Board, Pastor Julie Paulson, joining us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.